It is time for another Go Cleanse Health Conversation. Terry, I just kind of move the thing along while Scott and Peter really get into the nuts and bolts of the Go Cleanse system, all the ins and outs, all the positives, the negatives. They don't give a damn. They'll tell you all the truth is what it's all about. And we've got him here. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Terry.
Good to have you here. Boy, a lot of comments about having the doctor on the last two shows.
I'll bet.
He's the man. I mean, if you want it from the cat's mouth or what the hell is that? Like that. Yeah, I told you, I'm not real smart today.
If you want it from the cat's mouth, that's what you did.
Whatever it is. Okay. No, that's the man. He did the study. He's been on this 2 years. The man for 35 years been studying every program. He's never seen anything like ours, and we're proud of that.
It kind of leads into the next success story because it's very, I would say it's kind of similar a little bit. It says, okay, this comes ahead. From Luigi. First of all, anybody named Luigi?
Luigi.
Luigi. I'm not sure if it's a nickname. I get all the email things, what they call themselves, you know. Luigi22 or something like that, or a bunch of numbers. Anyway, with a name like this, you got to lose weight. If your name's Luigi, it says, okay, guys, here's another success story for you. After hearing all the people who lost significant amounts of weight on the Lex and Terry show, I decided 2024 was going to be my year. I bought a 30-day cleanse, even though I know I needed about 4 months worth. I bought it in late October, knowing that in January 1st, I would attempt to do something I could never do before. Well, it only took me 2 weeks to realize I finally made a good decision about my health. In 2 weeks, I lost 20 pounds, and by the end of the month, I didn't care how much weight I was losing because I was feeling so much better. I was kinder to everyone, including myself. By the way, I dropped 33 pounds with another 45 to go, and I know that I will get there and stay there. It's a GC life, baby. There he goes.
Congratulations, Luigi, first of all, and buying it early, set it aside and getting to it. Good for you. A lot of people buy it, set it aside, never get to it. So we all have stories like that. But, you know, two things jumped out that. A significant amount of weight. I like to hear that because that's exactly what it is. But I loved hearing he's never done before, meaning he hasn't lost weight before with that. And that's fantastic. I mean, congratulations, man. And yeah, feeling better. Every one of our customers, what's one of the first things they say? I can't believe how good I feel because they didn't know how bad they felt.
What is the percentage of people do you think that have tried so many different things before? I mean, how often do you guys hear that and go, oh, wait a minute, this is, why didn't I do this?
Well, just real quick. I mean, we hear they've tried 20, 30, 50, whatever, different things, and it just never works because it can't work. Like Peter always said, diets do not work.
No.
This isn't a diet, and this is a lifestyle that will continue to work, will always work, has never failed us. Anybody who follows the protocol, it works for them. So it's ridiculous out there. Remember, what is it, Peter? $79 billion weight loss programs out there. That's what people spend every year. It's ridiculous.
Right, on something that doesn't work. And so to put that in perspective, you know, because I always do this, right? So what did he lose, Terry? 31 or 32 pounds in 30 days? What was it?
I think it was 33 or something.
Yeah. 33. Okay, so let me give you New England Journal of Medicine. And Dr. Arciero, he sort of referred to that on the interview we do with him. But the shots, okay? New England Journal of Medicine, it doesn't get any higher than that. They did a study. And the most anybody lost in 68 weeks, so it's a year and 4 months, was 36 pounds. This guy loses. See, I wish the audience would just understand, okay? We're not here to convince you, and we're not here to sell you. My newest theme is this. Look, and hopefully you agree with this, Terry and Scott, both. Science has no emotions. It doesn't have an agenda. It just is, okay? We're giving them not our opinions. We're not trying to convince them. We're sharing. I mean, the guy's results, that's insane. I mean, people, you know, they can't even believe something like that's possible. They're happy with a pound a week, maybe. Maybe a pound a week. I mean, in the big studies that went 12 months, the most anybody lost was 16 pounds. And they looked at every diet out there, Terry. They named them keto, paleo, Mediterranean, intermittent fasting, Atkins, you name it. I mean, we're in a different dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry, I get approached, you know, I'm getting a lot of, you know, people that are inquiring about, you know, what we're doing. I would say, like what Scott said, to a person, I've tried everything. If this doesn't work, I'm done. I mean, because they get so discouraged. And, you know, we talked about it with the doctor, right? That the problem, when I hear the word diet, do you guys agree? I hear deprivation. When I hear the word diet, what do I hear? I hear the word reduce calories, okay? But none of them ever tell you that when you reduce calories, you reduce nutrition. And what does your body do? It goes into starvation mode. It stops burning fat. You can't burn fat when you're in a degraded state. Then what the body does, a new term, it actually liquefies our muscles and turns them into carbohydrates for energy. But we're down-regulated, meaning we have less power, less fuel. So then what does the body do? It's the only thing it can do, slows down metabolism. You slow down metabolism, that's why you stop losing weight on a diet. And then what do people do? Then they cut their calories more. But you know that in the big studies that have done, there are three things they found. One, the major majority of weight loss was lean muscle. 100% guarantee in the long run, you would gain weight. And I never told you guys before, there's a big study done out of the University of Minnesota where they looked at about 10,000 people in all kinds of studies, right? Not only those two conclusions, but they had another group of people who didn't even go on a diet. They just watched what they were eating. The people who didn't even diet were way better off than the people that dieted.
Wow.
Because as he said, dieting is unhealthy.
Yeah, I mean,
I wish the audience would understand we're here to help them. We're not here trying to sell them.
Yeah,
go ahead, Terry.
What I like the most about this guy was it only took him 2 weeks to figure out, wait a minute, this isn't about weight loss. Even though you lose weight, he figured it out right away. That's why I think Luigi's going to kick some major ass.
Well, Scott, isn't that what you're seeing? Like, Scott, on basically on day 12, they get to decide. And now we're seeing, I mean, aren't they almost all saying that? They can't believe how they feel by day 12?
Of course. Well, our original tagline, Peter, just give us 4 days. I mean, you're gonna see results by day five. But actually knowing that you can continue on, you know, the old Stephen Covey, 21 days to change a habit.
Yep.
That's just about right there in that ballpark. And you do it. You are changing habits. I mean, people even folks that tell me, oh, I eat clean. Oh, I'm fine. I eat clean. I eat good. Well, there's no such thing. But the one thing most of our country doesn't understand, our world for that matter, you cannot get the proper nutrition that your body requires through our food supply. That's all there is to it. We've talked about this many times on the program, the number of trace minerals, the amount of nutrition. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. We need something to add to it. And this is a product that gives you every bit of that plus.
Yep. And here's a question for you guys. There's actually zero name on it. It says, I love hearing about all the benefits of the Go Cleanse system besides weight loss. I'm going to do it and get my numbers checked. Should I quit taking supplements, including Go Cleanse, before I get my labs done?
No, I don't see any problem with that. I mean, we do the same thing. If we go in for our annual checkup, we'll definitely cleanse for a few days before we go in.
Absolutely.
So you're at your ultimate because as far as other supplements, whether with magnesium, whatever, taking, that's fine, but you're wasting your money because all of that, all that's necessary for the body is in our product, especially in the shakes. The shakes are the key to it. So no, I wouldn't do that.
Well, let me give both of you guys a new perspective that I had a big epiphany here in the last few days. So essentially what they did in the studies, okay, think of it this way. They use the same fulfillment company that we do. But what's so different? Why is that so unique? Why is that important? Because that company for 25 years and the man who was the pioneer, literally the Indiana Jones of nutrition, he realized that the food in North America was becoming nutritionally bankrupt, no matter what we did. So what did he do? He physically went all over the world searching for the highest density nutrition in the world. In China, in Russia, in India, Mongolia, my God, he even went to the Himalayas. Literally, he went personally, Terry, to Tibet and brought back this substance that the Sherpas have been taking for centuries that allows them to climb Mount Everest without oxygen. He went to South America, the rainforest, and he went to New Zealand. That's why they had such amazing success to support the point that Scott was making. This is not like an overnight success. This is 25 years, basically, of researching the very, see, the key is nutritional density. It's not about calories. And we, although we get nutrients in food, like Scott, what you were saying about eating clean, the quantities are almost minimal. That's why this worked, period.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
It makes total sense. You know, it really does. And you know, and it's really good feeling knowing that you're getting really good nutrition every time you drink something or take it. It's just added benefit. It's just, you're just going, I'm doing something good for myself, you know?
Yep.
And that's the way it is. I mean, I have this goal, and I know it's your goal. It's been your goal for the longest time. And it's frustrating, I think, for you guys to see people try it, have success with it, and then go back to their old lifestyle.
Yep.
And it's got to be frustrating. It's frustrating for me to see people do that. It's frustrating for me to have done it. But Sherry and I have been really, really good lately about just making Go Cleanse our life, you know? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean we're, like we've talked about before, it doesn't mean, I mean, hell, we went out for a big guy dinner on Friday night or Saturday night.
Perfect.
It was fantastic. We had two cocktails each. We ate a dump load of oysters and had some fried stuff. It was fantastic. But you know, I get frustrated when I see people that don't realize that, you know, you could still have this fantastic life and go out and do things if you do this just a majority of the time. So that's
one of the jobs of the coaches. The whole thing is to get people to maintenance and show them how to say it. But here's my, yeah, I agree with you. It makes my head explode. So here they've gone through it. They're feeling fantastic. What do they think if they, it'd be like putting, you've got a Ferrari and you're putting 80 octane in it. Really? Well, the son of a bitch will run, but it's going to sound like crap. And yeah, that's what happens to people. I really believe if people just did one shake a day in this country, we could dramatically lower healthcare costs in this country, because where else are you going to get that level of nutrition? You're not.
Yeah, you're getting all that stuff that you guys are talking about from, you know, like New Zealand and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I will say this, not to defend people who try it and go back, but that spiral that you feel when you go back to our, mm-hmm, let's say, our the normal eating patterns or food supply, remember, every bit of our food, there's something in there that the scientists, that the food company is putting there, that's basically addictive, and that's sugar, mm-hmm, the salt and sugar. So, I mean, yeah, there's willpower, everything else, but it's so easy to fall back into that spiral. And believe me, I've been doing this for almost 20 years now, and I've hit those times around, you know, holiday time or something. Mm-hmm. I'll just start spiraling into it. And it does suck to come out of it, but it, mm-hmm, just is. It's not everybody's fault that they don't go on. But the truth of the matter is, and this is also, it's a positive and a minus to this, because at any time you can jump back on this program and boom, be back in a month, you know,
yep,
be back in a, yep, couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And that's the other problem with it. Like, it works so good. Nothing, mm-hmm, else does. It works so good. You can snap back to it like that. But if you slowly make those, I guess downward spirals, less the space in between them is taking the product, that's great. But really, like Peter said, one shake a day would do tremendous good for your health.
What is it about, you know, these downward spirals where you go out and you have maybe a meal or two, and what is it that triggers in people's mind that, that's it? Is it a chemical thing? Is it
No, it's The sugar's addictive. I talked about this before. Go Google it. You know, your brain on cocaine and your brain on sugar. The MRI results are exactly the same. So go out and do a weekend of cocaine and see if you can stop cold turkey every Monday. You know, it's not easy. But that's exactly what's happening. Yeah. Every time you go out, maybe a candy bar, maybe something else. Now, I believe me, Peter and I eat candy. We have our have our adult beverages. We eat big meals. We do that, but we don't let it affect us. Go right back to the shake. And I'll tell you, my initial cleanse, what is it, 2005, so 19 years ago now, my initial cleanse, the first 4 days, I was shocked as hell that I wasn't wanting a candy bar in the afternoon, sometimes two and sometimes three candy bars. I lived on sugar. So that craving thing is something that a lot of folks really, really
are. Well, see, here's also, Scott, what's also different now is we had those kind of stories. Those were anecdotal. Those were great. That's what you see a lot of these companies talk about. Here's the difference. The minute we had those peer-reviewed medical studies that are irrefutable, you can't argue with them. What was one of the findings, if you remember what he talked about, that cravings went down in a month by 41%.
Yep.
So what you experienced, we could talk about it before, but we had no medical evidence. See, Terry, now we have the medical evidence behind all these things that we maybe mentioned that other people are talking about. And that's what makes me crazy, because I'm on, you know, I look through all the social media and see all these guys are drawing these charts and talking about methylations and all that. They don't have a one goddamn shred of medical evidence. It's all total bullshit.
Yeah.
It's complete bullshit. Okay?
And I love
because, again, all we need to do is this. 80% of America's overweight, 50% of those people are friggin' obese, and 50% of our kids are overweight, and 25% of those obese. Does anybody think this shit works? Because here's the point, Terry. If any of those goddamn assholes that are on social media had one shred of goddamn medical evidence, they would want to do a peer-reviewed human trial study. They don't do it because they'd be exposed for the frauds they are. You can't tell me with 80% of America overweight and 50% of those people obese and 25% of the 50% are medically obese. What the hell are we doing? And 50% are pre-diabetic now in this country.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And
compared to this.
And that is the Go Cleanse superpower. We got the stats. We got we got it all, baby. We got the numbers.
They're irrefutable. You can't argue with a peer-reviewed study. It's already been peer-reviewed. And we talked about it. What's the point of peer review? The people that are reviewing it are trying to discredit what you're proving. No drug ever gets approved without being peer-reviewed. You hear the term clinical trial? That's like a dress rehearsal. It's not the final act. The final play, it ain't on stage yet until you get peer-reviewed. But none of them will do it. Terry, don't you think, am I out of my mind, that any of these goddamn things, if they worked, they'd want to do peer-reviewed human trials?
Oh, for
studies,
sure. For sure. And had I not been involved in this and seen all the people, the real people that listen to our radio show, that do these challenges, that do things, and the years of success, I wouldn't believe half of this stuff. You know, but seeing this and knowing and meeting these people and talking to them and talking to their spouses and how their lives change. I mean, you know, that to me, there's your peer review. That's what it's all about to me. It's like I'm seeing these people.
But since we started to have them do the medical results, the results that they're showing from the radio contestants mirror the results they saw in the medical studies.
Yeah.
That's a whole different discussion, right, Scott?
That's like having two peer reviews.
There we go. We've done, 14 peer-reviewed studies with you guys over at Lexington.
Yeah, we've done a lot of these. Anyway, guys, I don't know what you're waiting for, people. Seriously. And I know that for me personally, I had always done 11-day cleanses. I'd always done it. I got to a weight that I was comfortable with. And then I'd go back a little bit. Then I'd do another 11 when it was time. Last year, as many years that I've been doing Go Cleanse, last year was the first year that I did a 30-day to start the year. Haven't looked back. 30 days is the good way to go, people. Trust me on this one.
Yep.
Yeah, you won't be tempted to do it. And see, ask Luigi. He's got a couple more to go.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, guys, you can go ahead and get an order in today. Change your life. Let's get going, man. Springtime's coming. And you want to look good, you want to feel good, you want to take your shirt off, you know, you want to go and be active. You want to do all that stuff? Go to Go Cleanse right now. Go to actually use the phone number that's listed on the explanation of today's podcast. It's listed right here. It's an 800 number. You could talk to a coach. You could ask them any specific questions you might have. But bottom line, just get going. Your life will change. Guys, thank you so much again for another great edition of the Go Cleanse Health Conversation.
Thanks, Dave.